Welcome to 2 Minute Drill. It's time for the Entrepreneurs Showcase. I'm David Meltzer, and I'm here with Helen E. Benn. And she's written an incredible book, has an incredible event right up my alley. It's time to jump on board. Let's get rolling. If you have the Aura Color Wheel, welcome to 2 Minute Drill, Helen.
Thank you so much for having me today, David. I'm grateful.
So we're just talking about spirituality. Mm-hmm. And I'm the chairman of the Polynial Institute, the seminal guru, the teacher, the mentor, the coach, or all of the great thought leaders when it came to introducing spirituality to the masses.
Oh, yes.
And using this title of Thinking We're Rich, he was able to talk about how there's an integration between the human experience and this infinite experience. And it's interesting that you've taken the auras that we have and the colors that they are illuminated with because of their frequency, mm-hmm. and guided people through a successful mechanism methodology for success in the human experience. For you, what was your experience to learn about auras and the colors of the auras and the frequency and vibration of those and how they impact this reconciliation?
Yes. Well, after 14 years of
overnight success.
Yeah, exactly. Of overnight success, I've discovered this aura color wheel. But my personal journey, or my wake-up call, if you will say, starts in 2011, where at the time I was successful from society standards, right? I was at a PhD program, going to be a professor professionally, and also I was engaged to my husband. You know, from the outside world, everything seems perfect. However, I was suffering from deep anxiety and depression, and I got an ER visit through panic attacks. So that was the wake-up call. Hey, are you doing what your soul is supposed to do, right? So that's when I begin to ask, who am I really? How can I be truly happy? And why am I here?
So it's interesting because we talk about the soul's purpose.
Right.
I have a philosophy about the soul's purpose and how we understand or elevate our awareness of the soul's purpose by the thoughts about our purpose are our purpose. In your book, you do talk about helping people understand, identify, and utilize the soul's purpose. For you, what's your philosophy as far as purpose of the human journey, the human experience goes within the context of this infinite energy that we belong to?
Yeah, I love that you phrase it as infinite energy. Because at a soul level, we're fundamentally actually just light energy. So the aura is the energy that you radiate. So it's the electromagnetic field that we all have in the subtle energy field. So in terms of purpose, how to tie into the soul, fundamentally, all of us are here to evolve. So the soul is here to evolve. So what does it mean to a specific soul? It's basically to embody your gift, to be of service in exchange with fulfillment, so you feel good about yourself. And at the same time, to heal any soul wounds that you haven't resolved from your past lives, so that you are, you know, raising your vibration in general and learning our soul lessons. So those are the three fundamental components in the Aura Color Wheel system. It actually tells you what are your soul gifts, wounds, and lessons. And I actually brought the book with me today, and this is the cover of the Aura Color Wheel.
And within the Aura Color Wheel, mm-hmm. we have this distinction of different energies within us.
Yes.
And our auras get blocked. In fact, when I started learning about this 18 years ago, I was told by a doctor on an airplane, oh my gosh, you have so much light, but you're blocking it.
Yes.
And this shifted a paradigm in my life, which I've been evolving with. And in the evolution, has come an understanding of why I'm here, not only to heal the unresolved past life interferences that I have,
right.
but also to just learn. That's how we evolve. Because you talk about fulfillment, great fulfillment comes when we're able and capable of being of service to others.
Yes.
And that is the number one thing that people block. Either they're not giving more, they can't identify what they're given mm-hmm. because they feel punished, or they don't receive, or they don't ask.
Yes.
And how does that refer into this blocking of the, there's seven auras, is that correct?
There are basically seven layers of the aura colors powered by the chakras.
Okay.
You know, that's along our spine.
Yeah.
And with different combination of aura color, it comes out with different, radiates different aura colors. In the aura color wheel system, there are 36 soul aura colors. And when you mentioned that what's blocking, when like blocking our light, that's our soul wound and soul lesson aura layer being like dimmer. Because eventually, if we evolve, we should have all seven rainbow of light, from the red to the violet. It should be all whole and balanced. And when we reach that state, we actually radiate white color or golden color. So a lot of the ascended masters, you know, walk the human path, have this golden halo, and that's when we have all seven auras within us.
Yeah, and one of my masters, Dr. Shaw, has it all.
That's right, yeah.
Which is this culmination of alignment, of ease within the context of the chakras and the 36 auras that exist. Now, in the book, how does it help us analyze how best to utilize the soul's purpose in this human experience, human journey?
Yes. So I think clarity is key for any soul aligned action. So the book provides insights into what is your soul gift archetype, so what you're here to be of service. You know, some of us are born with artist archetype, entrepreneur archetype, visionary or healer. So a lot of people, when it's blocked, it's because they have this imposter syndrome. Am I good enough to be this? Or am I good enough to be that? So if you get the clarity, you know that I'm born with this gift. This is what I'm supposed to do. That's why, you know, that's what happened to me, you know, 14 years ago. Why did I have the panic attack? Because I was doing statistical analysis, doing what researcher archetype is supposed to do. Why I was born an artist. So I wasn't in alignment with my soul gifts. So the aura color will provide you the insight of the clarity of, you know, what you're born with. And also it provides insight of what is your soul wound and the lessons that you are here to learn. So first you have the clarity, and then from there you gain confidence and sovereignty. It's very, very important to be responsible of your own actions when you take them. And then after you have the sovereignty, then you understand that, okay, so this is the action that I'm going to take, and I'm responsible for my own journey or own life. So that's kind of the step that the book guides you through.
I was curious about, in our human experience, there are certain things that we naturally love. Mm-hmm. But within the context of what we love to do, we have to learn to love what we don't like or don't love about what we love. And this could put in the context of the activities we get paid for, sporting events, our families, our spouses, our kids.
Yes.
No matter how much we are in alignment with the chakras and the auras, mm-hmm. we still have a human capability of learning to love what we don't like or don't love about what we love. In the book or in your knowledge base, mm-hmm. how do we help people distinguish between what they love and the thing they don't like or don't love about what they love in the context of the aura wheel?
Yes, that's such a good point, because no matter how in alignment you are, you will experience some activities that you don't like. Like, even if you are doing entrepreneurship, maybe you don't like accounting part but it's such a crucial part.
It's like most
part.
People.
Exactly. So, but it's such a crucial part, right? Same thing during my personal or artist embodiment journey. Learning all the techniques of painting, you know, especially like the drawing, I'm finding meticulous. I'm like, do I need to do this and all that? Now, those are the parts that we might not like it, but it helps us to learn and grow and raise our vibrational frequency to match what we want to manifest. So there are parts of activity that might not, you know, you might not feel enjoyable at right now, but it's eventually going to help you, you know, in the long run. So we just need to keep that, I would say that keep that bigger perspective in mind, you know, if this is what you need to achieve, that's some of the skills that you need to master, or at least to a certain degree, and then you can collaborate. You know, we as if you mentioned the universe, to me, I really believe in oneness. So the souls that, you know, supposed to collaborate together to finish a mission or especially for greater service. That's why we have a lot of, you know, collaboration, the community, you know, you are not alone. So you can always ask for help. So if you are not a master in that particular aspect of entrepreneurship, of the artistic skill, you can always collaborate with another one, you know, so that both souls can rise together. So I find that beautiful as well.
So do I, that harmony and beauty that exists within the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that we all belong to in this context of the aura color wheel. Now, you're having a flagship online event.
Oh, yes.
And talking about community collaboration, it's really important for us to show up to find where these people can fit into our basements and our ceilings and be able to collaborate and coordinate in this one movement together. Why did you decide to have the event and what could we look to get out of it?
Yes, definitely. So I started this flagship event 7 years ago. And after I channeled the Aura Color Wheel system, and I've seen a huge, you know, transformation, because I really believe 1+1 is bigger than 2, actually, larger than 2.
Yes.
So when community, like-minded people get together and they are here, have the intention and attention to grow, oh my gosh, it's like explosive. So that's why I have it as an annual flagship event. And this year is going to be on October 4th. And it's called the Ignite Your Light event. So ignite your inner light, literally raising the 7 layers of your aura to raise your vibration and manifest the life you want. And it's an annual event and it's free. I open to the community, and it's for a launch of actually one of my signature course called Embody Your Light. It used to be Flowing With Your Rainbow, and I literally just channel it because this August 8th, the Lionsgate portal, I have, I feel
a manifestation.
Exactly. So I had an insight from Isis, actually. And I feel like it's this year, the 7th year, literally is the finish of the crown chakra. So it's literally called Embody Your Light. And I'm going to launch that course. And then I will guide you through like a deeper embodiment of your soul gift and how to remove the blockages, you know, at a soul level. And it's a transformational event. A lot of students in the past or participants in the past had transformed their life. One Jessica just came into my mind. She's one of the students in the program. She used to get stuck in a government job for the security of the paycheck, and she didn't like the job. And but she was born an artist archetype. However, she has a deficiency in the solar plexus chakra, so she has lack of confidence, you know, self empowerment. A lot of the imposter syndrome issues comes up. With the community support and with the core support, after 18 months, she's completely a new person. Now she's not only doing artist work and also a dancer, a musician, and having her own journey, you know, in the artistic and successful. And I really told her that you crash that, you know, saying of like artists supposed to starve. That's not the truth. She's thriving now. So I would love to see more and more souls. Actually, it's my personal mission to help 1 million people or 1 million souls to rise, find, and live their soul's purpose with joy and fulfillment. That's my goal.
Beautiful mission of a subset of empowering over 1 million people. I don't want to limit Ellen Yvonne from her mission. Hold up the book, The Aura Color Wheel. If
yes.
you want to find and utilize your soul's purpose, I suggest you start with the book and then attend the event. Where can people sign up for the event?
Oh, definitely. It's on my website. So all my offerings is on www.helencreatesbeauty.com. So every offering I have is on there. I'm also an author of an affirmation deck. I happen to have it with me. Those are all channel messages with my artwork, my original paintings on them. I just actually finished a personal art gallery show. This is one of the paintings that get most interest. I want to showcase that. It's my spirit team, the dragon's eye and the lady in front. So those are like piece of our artwork in the affirmation deck. I hope to see you in the community event, my annual event, and sign up HelenCreatesBeauty.com.
If you're having anxiety, if you have panic attacks, they're the way to mitigate the dis-ease by being at ease. And it takes great leaders, great authors, great speakers, great entrepreneurs, mentors, teachers, and coaches like Helen, Ben, who can help us all to understand our own infinite source with the Aura Color Wheel and her signature flagship event. Come and join us both. I appreciate you joining me, Helen and Ben. This is David Meltzer with the Entrepreneur Showcase on 2 Minute Drill.